Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Nelson from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and this survey is quick and confidential. What is your zip code?
My zip code? 11590.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered? Yes, registered. No,
yes.
Not registered.
Yes.
Thank you. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
9/24/1960.
Sorry?
9/24/1960.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm original.
Could you please repeat that?
Huh?
Yeah. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
None of them.
And what
I'm
is
African,
your
I'm African. I'm African American.
Okay, all right, the next question is, what is your race? Here are the options, white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black American.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received? Here.
High school.
For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Here are the options. Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else.
Kamala.
The question is, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote? The options are
Listen,
Joe Biden.
I'm always be, hello? I'm registered a Democrat, and I've always been a Democrat. No change.
Okay. Well, the question says, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Joe Biden.
Right. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S., Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not
vote? Right away. I'm ready to vote right away.
I'm sorry?
I'm ready to vote right away.
And among these options, you're almost certain, probably 50-50, probably not, or definitely not.
To do what? To vote?
Yes.
Hello? As the day come, I'm gonna go there and poll my vote. No question asked.
Alright, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you're not at all motivated, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated.
10.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
11. Not even 10, 11.
On a scale on 0 to 10?
11. Get one more on it.
Right. Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all. And
10.
A 10 means
10. 10.
Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issue on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, neither agree or nor disagree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
I agree.
Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The presidential
matter a lot.
All right. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
Matter a lot.
Protecting gender equality matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
Matters a lot.
Protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF, matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
Everything that is there to help, it matters.
Right, protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF, matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter a lot.
Matter a lot.
Election for Congress, House of Representatives of the Senate, matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
Repeat the question.
Election for Congress, House of Representatives of the Senate, matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter at all.
Matter.
Well, among the options, matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, does not matter.
Matter, matter a lot, matter, matter a lot.
Okay, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say, the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No change, I will vote.
I get my time especially to go to vote.
Right. The presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, would you say nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient,
yes, nothing will stop me. Nothing will stop me.
Okay. Protecting gender equality. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
Yes, I matter. I vote. You know, everyone have a right to do whatever they want to do in life.
Well,
I mean, like, you know, in gender, whatever it is, you know, whatever it is, you know, you have the right to choose what you want for your own body.
Please select from the following options. Protecting gender equality, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
Protect genders.
Hello?
Yes, protect gender equality.
Yes, well, all right. This segment, it says, we know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, would you say, nothing will stop me, I want to vote, and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote. And the statement says, protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF, would you say, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote.
Nothing can stop me from vote.
Protecting, I'm sorry, election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate, would you say, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will
nothing
vote.
Nothing can stop me from vote. How long the survey I have, because I have been something doing. So how long the survey is going to take? How much more question I have to answer?
Yeah, we have completed the 27% out of 100. I'm going as fast as I can.
No, I'm not gonna be there. I'm so sorry. I'm not gonna be there because I'm doing something.
Is there someone dying I can talk to you?
Yes.
Can I call you back maybe 1 hour?
One question I want to ask you. Suppose you're living in New York and you move to Massachusetts, and then you want to vote. You're registered to vote in New York, and then you're in Massachusetts. How can you vote there?
Well, no, I'm not allowed to give my opinions.
Okay, well, I'm not allowed to give no more opinion about this. Sorry.